Hello, baseball fans. I'm Manatee County Sheriff Rick Wells. These are the sounds we like to hear during baseball season. And a little less of this. Be responsible. Please don't drink and drive. And oh, by the way, here's another sound we love to hear. Remember to lock your car because it's okay to steal bases, but it's not okay for people to steal your stuff. Let's go, Marauders.
Smokey the Bear.
Then you know why Smokey tells you when he sees you passing through. Remember, please be careful. It's the least that you can do.
What you desire. Don't play with matches. Don't play with fire. Yeah.
After 80 years of learning his wildfire prevention tips, Smokey Bear lives within us all. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com. And remember,
only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Stay up to date with all things Marauders this season by following us on social media. From news and highlights to game day promotions, keep up with the fun all season long. Follow us on X at @_Marauders, on Instagram at @BradentonMarauders, and on Facebook and TikTok by searching Bradenton Marauders. And don't forget, tag us in your social media posts when you're at the game. And let's go Marauders!
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
This copyrighted broadcast is presented by the authority of the Bradenton Marauders and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Bradenton Marauders. The 2024 Bradenton Marauders season continues to roll on from coast to coast, all across the Sunshine State. This is the Bradenton Marauders Broadcast Network. Welcome to the Marauders Pregame Show, getting you ready for today's game. Let's send it out to the ballpark.
From 2D Ballpark in Dunedin, Florida, it's the third game of this six-game series on this Thursday night in Florida. Between the Bradenton Marauders and the Dunedin Blue Jays, this is the Bradenton Marauders pregame show. Thomas Zarelli getting you set for tonight's matchup. Blue Jays took both games of a doubleheader yesterday. Our three games over 500, 31-28 on the season. Marauders nine games below 500, 25-34. Well, there may be some weather implications on its way. There was a bit of a drizzle a few minutes ago. Now it has stopped raining, but there are a lot of people congregating around the tarp right now, and that is never a good thing to have here in baseball. And you got a lot of lurking around, plenty of bodies down there with a John Deere vehicle ready to pull that thing out. And we'll see here. We'll continue on the pregame show, though, but something to monitor here as we're supposed to throw a first pitch in about 18 minutes from now. Fans are filing in, but again, could be some weather on the way. See some dark clouds overhead, with some bright light off in the distance as well. So maybe it'll just be a quick passing shower, if not. But again, this could affect first pitch here today. Marauders yesterday in a doubleheader were swept. It was their second doubleheader of the season, but they fell 8-4, then 2-1 in both games yesterday. And which in game one, they fell behind 3-0 in the second, scored four runs in the third before a five-run fifth inning. Marauders end up dropping that contest. Omar Alfonso hit his third home run as in the process of that big inning that they had early. In game two, they fell behind early, a run in the second inning. Then they scored a run in the third on a Javier Rivas home run and ended up losing 2-1 in the contest. Each team with just three hits, that allowed a run coming in to score on an error. And so it was not a good night for the offense there in game two, but it was a good pitching night for Antoine Kelly. He ended up going a career-high six innings, allowed just one earned run, struck out a career-high eight in a complete game. And so we had a chance to chat with Antoine as well before today's game. That conversation is coming next year on the Marauders pregame show right here on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Looking for something to do every Friday during the spring and summer? We've got you covered. Each Friday, you can check out the Bradenton Marauders wearing the all-new Bradenton Script jerseys. Celebrate the local community as we recognize local nonprofits and small businesses. Get to the ballpark early to check out our happy hour specials from 5:30 to 6:30. Grab your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays? The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
And welcome back on the Bradenton Marauders pregame show. Thomas and Zarella chatting with yesterday's starter and Antoine Kelly. And first of all, Antoine, thank you so much for joining us here on the pregame show. And I'm going to cry. Six innings yesterday, eight strikeouts, a complete game and a doubleheader. Just let's start off by talking about that start and what was feeling good for you yesterday.
Good afternoon. Everything was feeling good. My fastball was good, changeup, and my car. So I was trying to mix my pitches in there, and it was working. So I was doing my job, trying to help my team win. So that's my job.
What's kind of the difference, too? Is there a way, I guess, is there a difference in how you get ready for a game because it's a doubleheader? You're going in game two. So it's kind of – it's not a regular game, I guess, in some way, preparation. Just how different was the preparation maybe for a doubleheader game compared to a normal start?
It was a lot different because normally you're used to, like, get ready at a time. But yesterday I tried to, like, see a movie, try to see the game on TV and try to see what the Hares are doing so I can get ready. So, like, I had to make a different routine by work, so.
Well, let's talk about your pitch arsenal, too, a little bit. You mentioned the fastball-cutter combination. Your fastball sits in the mid-90s. But what's your kind of your go-to pitch to for strikeouts? Only had eight of them yesterday. Is the cutter always that go-to? Obviously, you have the power fastball as well.
I think my go-to pitch a lot of strikeout is on my changeup and fastball. Fastball up and the changeup looks like a strike and finish like a ball. And they look at it as a fastball because it comes up and goes down. So I get a lot of swing and misses on changeup. And my car, too, sometimes pretty good. So I think all three of them is good strikeout.
What's it like, too, to pitch in this rotation? It's one of the best pitching staffs probably across the league, whether it's the bullpen and also in the rotation. But, I mean, guys like Carlson Reed, Michael Kennedy, yourself, you know, just it's kind of like the big leagues a little bit with the pitching staff, with all the guys that they got. Just how fun is it to be in a rotation that's as good as this one?
I mean, it's pretty awesome to have good guys around me because they make you better, too, every day. And those guys are very good pitchers, and we learn from each other to get better, to get to the big leagues together and help the team win the championship.
What's the biggest thing you feel that you have learned this year, whether it's, you know, off the baseball field or just more about yourself as a pitcher?
I think probably in baseball is how to pitch, probably because I used to be younger. I used to everything is throw hard. Everything is going throw hard. Now I'm learning how to pitch. I think that's pretty good, helping me a lot. And off the pitch, making friends and learning from each other, learning from each other's like hometown, where you came from, you know, everything. So it's fun.
Mm-hmm. Working with pitching coach Matt Ford, how's that been going so far this year?
I'm pretty good. All respect to him. He's a very good guy. Try to help us every day, no matter what. So pretty good guy.
Again, chatting here with Ryan, a pitcher, and Antoine Kelly.
talked about making, you know, friends off the baseball fields and, you know, where guys are from. I know you're from Aruba. That's, you know, not too many guys come out of there in a baseball. Just when did you get involved in baseball? When did you really, you know, hone in on becoming a pitcher?
I started baseball since I was three years old. My dad and my mom and my family always supported me, so I always liked baseball since I was young. And when I was 12, I always used to throw hard, so I knew I wanted to be a pitcher because I could strike out every people, like, quick and easy. And I like being a pitcher because I can dominate the games. Like, I can control the game to win, you know, and I like to win. I think that's where it came from.
What's the big sport in Aruba? Is there a lot of people that play baseball? Or I know soccer is obviously the worldwide game. Is just kind of what's the sports you grew up playing?
The sports I grew up playing was soccer and baseball. But then I stopped soccer. I think right now the biggest sport in Aruba is baseball. Mm-hmm. So a lot of players be playing baseball. We've been getting these years a lot of players signing professional contracts, so it's pretty good.
Have you come into contact with any other guys, whether it's in the complex league level and or here in the Florida State League, just around from Aruba?
Yeah, I've been seeing not from Aruba, but from Curaçao. That's like we're like very close to each other. We have players in Clearwater. I have a friend, and the other players are mostly in Arizona and Kansas City and other teams. So, yeah.
What's it like to kind of be representing your home country? I know there's a couple of guys, as you said, here in this league, but, you know, Xander Bogaerts is one guy I know that's from Aruba. But, you know, what's it like to maybe one day get to join Xander in the big leagues and, again, represent and kind of grow baseball and just in Aruba?
Yeah, just like you say, it would be an honor to represent my island, small island. And I will love to get the big leagues and and get the name up, you know.
Mm-hmm. Does your family ever get to come watch you pitch at all and since you've signed with the Pirates?
Yes, every year they come and see me. They come like a month every year in July to always come and see me pitch.
So they'll be here this year, I'm guessing, in July?
Yes.
Awesome. Well, one last one here for you. It's kind of more of a personal question. What's something about Antoine Kelly off the baseball field that not many people would know about you? Would be maybe a place you visited, a hidden talent, just anything about you?
I think I'm very good at playing video games. Like, I'm very good.
What's your favorite one to play?
Probably Call of Duty. So I'm very good in Call of Duty and some Rocket League.
I love both those games. Would you say you're the best player on the team then?
In
Call of Duty?
Probably me.
Who else do you guys usually run teams with then?
Nah, it's probably me and Luigi. Luigi Hernandez, me and we're good. Very good.
So maybe those couple longer bus rides, you're gonna bring an Xbox or something on the bus? Right? I've seen it done before. That's why I'm asking.
Yeah, probably. I play on PC, so I'll probably bring my PC in the bus. We can play, yeah.
Well, Antoine Kelly, this has been fun. Thank you so much for joining us here on the pregame show.
Okay, thank you. Thank you for your time.
Line up some more to come next.
The Bradenton Marauders are lighting up the Bradenton sky all summer long at Lecom Park in 2024. Join us for our next fireworks show on July 27th as the Marauders take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers at 6:30 p.m. Get our value deal, which includes a drink and a Marauders hat with your ticket for only $15 as an online exclusive. Tickets start as low as $9, so grab the family and come be a part of the fun this season. Reserve your tickets at BradentonMarauders.com or stop by our ticket office today.
Smokey the Bear.
Then you know why Smokey tells you when he sees you passing through. Remember, please be careful, it's the least that you can do.
What you desire, don't play with matches, don't play with fire.
After 80 years of learning his wildfire prevention tips, Smokey Bear lives within us all. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com and remember,
only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Pepsi Zero Sugar has taken its flavor to the next level. A Zero Sugar Cola has never tasted this good. But we don't expect you to take our word for it, so we're putting it to the test, starting with me. My mouth is watering already, so I think we can skip the drum roll and get right to the main event. Cue the fireworks. We have an official best Zero Sugar ever. It's delicious, it's refreshing, and it's so good you'll need to try it for yourself. Trust me. Pepsi Zero Sugar. Zero never tasted so good. That's what I like.
Oh,
And welcome back to TD Ballpark. As big thank you to Antoine Kelly for joining us on the pregame show and for taking some time out of his day to learn more about, you know, his baseball background and obviously too about him being from Aruba. We learned a lot about Aruba and Curaçao, which we have seen some connections here in the Florida State League this season. Well, unfortunately, right now it is raining. The tarp is on the field. We are currently in a rain delay. During the right about before the interview, tarp is being pulled out, and it started to rain a little bit harder, then soft, and now it's raining pretty hard once again on the top here at TD Ballpark. Again, scheduled 6:30 first pitch. We are currently in a rain delay. Well, we'll keep the pregame show run along here. We'll carry on as normal. We'll get you the lineups here for tonight's ball game, starting with, if we do play tonight, hopefully we do. For the Marauders, again, come in 25-34, 9 games below 500. Here is their lineup card for manager Jim Horner. Switching to second baseman, Connor Delgado hits leadoff, running a 6-game hitting streak right now. Again, he bats leadoff. Lefty catcher Omar Alfonso bats second, followed by Emmanuel Torero, who plays center field this evening. The DH, Esmerlin Valdez, bats cleanup, followed by the lefty left fielder Angelino Polanco. First baseman's Axel Plaz hits in the sixth spot. Batting seventh and playing right field is Eddie Rodriguez. The shortstop Javier Rivas hits eighth, hitting 448 in his last 10 games. He's homered in four of his last 10 as well, really coming in on a hot streak here. Switching third baseman, Gerald Toledo bats ninth for the Marauders. And for the Dunedin Blue Jays, here is their starting lineup. Victor Arias plays center field and hits leadoff, followed by Gene Joseph, the DH. Robert is the left fielder. Hits third, followed by Manny Beltre, the shortstop, who hits cleanup. Beltre left second game of doubleheader yesterday with an injury, but he's good to go here today. Nick Deschamps does the catching, followed by Alexis Hernandez, who plays right field and bats sixth. Daniel Perez, the lefty first baseman, hits seventh. Adrian Meza, third baseman, hits eighth. And Bryce Arnold, second baseman, rounds out the starting nine for the Dunedin Blue Jays. Pitching matchup today, Carlson Reed gets the baseball. One of the top 30 prospects in the Pirate system, according to Baseball America, coming in at number 25 on the season. Reed, 4-2 with a 2.22 ERA. He was the opening day starter for Bradenton, has been throwing the ball pretty well this season. Goes opposite of Grant Rogers, who's 1-2 with a 4.93 ERA. Again, Rogers against Reed. 1-9 for the Marauders and the Blue Jays once again. Delgado, Alfonso, Torero, Valdez, Polanco, Plaz, Rodriguez, Rivas, and Toledo. For the Blue Jays, Arias, Joseph, Libertas, Beltre, Deschamps, Hernandez, Perez, Meza, and Arnold. Reed against Rogers here tonight at TD Ballpark. We are currently in a rain delay, though. Tarp is on the field. The rain is pouring down here in Dunedin just before 6:30, and so we will get you more updates as soon as we get them. But we will step aside for now, try to jump on every 15 minutes or so and get you an update at home about, you know, what's going on as well. So, again, we'll come back around 6:45 on air, provide you an update if we have one. If not, we'll just come on and say hello. But until then, we'll step aside here from TD Ballpark. Hopefully we'll throw a first pitch tonight at some time. But, again, until then, we're in a rain delay. So we'll provide updates in about 15 minutes from now.
Get everything you need to show your Marauders pride at the Marauders Team Store, located on the Fan Plaza near the ticket office at Lecon Park. Stock up on gear for the next big game. From hats, t-shirts, sweatshirts, and jerseys, Marauders Shop is the one-stop shop for all things Bradenton Marauders. The Marauders Shop is open every game day. You can also shop anytime at marauders.milbstore.com.
Hello, baseball fans. I'm Manatee County Sheriff Rick Wells. These are the sounds we like to hear during baseball season. And a little less of this. Be responsible. Please don't drink and drive. And oh, by the way, here's another sound we love to hear. Remember to lock your car because it's okay to steal bases, but it's not okay for people to steal your stuff. Let's go, Marauders.
Smokey the Bear.
Then you know why Smokey tells you when he sees you passing through. Remember, please be careful, it's the least that you can do.
After 80 years of learning his wildfire prevention tips, Smokey Bear lives within us all. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com. And remember,
only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Stay up to date with all things Marauders this season by following us on social media. From news and highlights to game day promotions, keep up with the fun all season long. Follow us on X at @_Marauders, on Instagram at Bradenton Marauders, and on Facebook and TikTok by searching Bradenton Marauders. And don't forget, tag us in your social media posts when you're at the game. And let's go Marauders!
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details. This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
And welcome back to TD Ballpark in Dunedin, Florida. As the tarp is off the field, or at least coming off right now, the sun is starting to come out from behind the clouds. And so we will have some baseball here tonight played at TD Ballpark. It is about a 7:15 first pitch time is what they're looking at right now. So we will run through lineups once again before we step back on air. So we'll come on about 10 minutes before that to just again provide you with the starting nine and again hoping to have some baseball today, and it looks like we indeed will. Should be a great pitching matchup. Grant Rogers against Carlson Reed again here today. We heard from Antoine Kelly earlier in the Marauders pregame show, but Marauders and Blue Jays will be coming set here about 7:15 here from Dunedin. So looking forward to having you, and thank you for sticking with us here on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Get everything you need to show your Marauders pride at the Marauders Team Store, located on the Fan Plaza near the ticket office at Lecon Park. Stock up on gear for the next big game. From hats, t-shirts, sweatshirts, and jerseys, Marauders Shop is the one-stop shop for all things Bradenton Marauders. The Marauders Shop is open every game day. You can also shop anytime at marauders.milbstore.com.
As veterans, we're no strangers to helping others.
That's what we were taught, service before self.
But we do have one question for the veterans listening.
When is the last time you reached out for help?
If you or someone you know needs resources, whether it's for stress, finances, employment, or mental health, don't wait. Reach out.
Find more information at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Looking for something to do every Friday during the spring and summer? We've got you covered. Each Friday, you can check out the Bradenton Marauders wearing the all-new Bradenton Script jerseys. Celebrate the local community as we recognize local nonprofits and small businesses. Get to the ballpark early to check out our happy hour specials from 5:30 to 6:30. Grab your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays? The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Back at TD Ballpark as we're carrying on baseball here tonight after about a 45-minute rain delay is what it will be. First pitch coming at 7:15, so 13 minutes from right now. Marauders and Blue Jays playing in Game 3 of 6 this week. They were rained out on Tuesday, played a doubleheader yesterday. Blue Jays took both games 8-4 and then 2-1. And so here today, Carlson Reed gets the baseball against Grant Rogers. We ran through the starting nine earlier along with an interview by Antoine Kelly at our normal scheduled pregame show. But we will now give you the lineups coming up here once again. So for Bradenton, here is how they line up this evening. Switch hitting second baseman Connor Delgado hits leadoff, followed by the catcher in Omar Alfonso. And Manuel Torero plays center field and hits third. Esmerlin Valdez, a DH, hits cleanup. Lefty left fielder Shalene Polanco hits fifth. First baseman tonight's Axel Plaz, he bats sixth. Eddie Rodriguez plays right field and slotted in the seventh spot. Javier Rivas mans short and bats eighth. And switch hitting third baseman today, Gerald Toledo rounds out the starting nine for the Bradenton Marauders. Again, Carlson Reed gets the ball today, 4-2 with a 2.22 ERA this season. He goes opposite of the righty Grant Rogers, who is on the year 1-2 with a 4.93 ERA. Dunedin's starting nine, it goes as follows. Lefty center fielder Victor Arias hits leadoff. The DH tonight is going to be Gene Joseph. He hits second. Robert Robertis, the left fielder, hits third. Manny Beltre bats cleanup and plays shortstop. His 23-game on-base streak came to an end last night. Nick Deschamps does the catching. He's another lefty, bats fifth. The right fielder Alexis Hernandez hits sixth. As lefty first baseman Daniel Perez bats seventh. Hitting eighth and playing third base is the lefty Adrian Meza, with the second baseman Bryce Arnold rounding out the starting nine for the Dunedin Blue Jays. Our umpires will be walking down any minute, calling balls and strikes here tonight is Dominic Romero. Blake Bison is out on the field today for this one. And so when we come back here on the Bradenton Marauders pregame show, we'll get you some scores around both the Pirates org and as well from the FSL and all the games going on here tonight. We come back. That's next to the Marauders pregame show on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
The Bradenton Marauders are lighting up the Bradenton sky all summer long at Lecom Park in 2024. Join us for our next fireworks show on July 27th as the Marauders take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers at 6:30 p.m. Get our value deal, which includes a drink and a Marauders hat with your ticket for only $15 as an online exclusive. Tickets start as low as $9, so grab the family and come be a part of the fun this season. Reserve your tickets at BradentonMarauders.com or stop by our ticket office today.
Smokey the Bear.
Then you know why Smokey tells you when he sees you passing through. Remember, please be careful, it's the least that you can do.
After 80 years of learning his wildfire prevention tips, Smokey Bear lives within us all. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com. And remember,
only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Pepsi Zero Sugar has taken its flavor to the next level. A Zero Sugar Cola has never tasted this good. But we don't expect you to take our word for it, so we're putting it to the test. Starting with me. My mouth is watering already, so I think we can skip the drum roll and get right to the main event. Cue the fireworks. We have an official best Zero Sugar ever. It's delicious, it's refreshing, and it's so good you'll need to try it for yourself. Trust me. Pepsi Zero Sugar. Zero never tasted so good. That's what I like.
Well, rain, go away. It indeed has here at TD Ballpark as a tarp has been off the field. Players are warming up for both sides, and we'll have first pitch coming down in about less than 10 minutes from now here in Dunedin. Thank you so much for bearing with us if you're tuning in. As Carlson Reed goes against Grant Rogers tonight, it's time to take a look at the out-of-town scoreboard, both in the Florida State League and in the Pittsburgh Pirates organization. First, we will start in the FSL. Boy, Fort Myers and Lakeland have not played a game this week. They have actually canceled the game now. They'll play a doubleheader tomorrow, then I believe on Sunday. They were supposed to play a makeup game from yesterday today. It's just been a tough week down in Fort Myers. As Lakeland, 17 games over 500, is two games up now on Clearwater because they haven't had to play a game. Threshers have lost the last two nights, and so ends up working in Lakeland's favor. But again, hoping to play some baseball down there in Fort Myers tomorrow. Jupiter in St. Lucie, scheduled to play a doubleheader as well. They are postponed. They'll have a doubleheader tomorrow and then Sunday. Again, you can't play back-to-back days with a doubleheader, and so Friday, Sunday is what you'll see here in the FSL. Clearwater in Tampa just down the road, they are in a delayed start, so they'll probably get going anytime around the same time probably we will. It's 10 minutes down the road. Clearwater is not far from Dunedin. The one game going on today is on the east coast of Florida. That's because Daytona is hosting Palm Beach. They played two yesterday. Both teams worked a split. Tortuga sending Adam Soranowski to the hill. And so far it is a scoreless ball game. Top of the third inning. Still no hits, no runs, no errors. It's been a clean two innings so far for both sides. Now to the Pittsburgh Pirates org. Bucknose today played a day game. They dropped a series, though, in St. Louis. They lost yesterday 4-2. And they lost today 4-3. Mitch Keller took the loss, and which he gave up two home runs today for the first time this season. Led to four runs on eight hits, struck out four, no walks, and six innings on the hill. So Keller, unfortunately, took the loss. Hunter Stratt was injured as well. Hopefully he's okay. Got just one out in his outing before the injury took place. O'Neill Cruz drove home two today, one for four afternoon for him at Busch Stadium. But again, Buccos fall 4-3, and they drop the series. They will continue on the road trip. They will head out to Colorado to Coors Field to take on the Rockies. And so a chance for them to really, this is a make-or-break road trip. They've got three games there. Then they head back home to take on the Reds, which it is a crowded NL Central right now. Buccos are in fifth place, but really it's half a game separates every team in the NL Central right now, between second and fifth. But again, tough series for them in St. Louis. Elsewhere in the Pirates system, AAA Indianapolis just underway in Jacksonville. Taking on the Miami Marlins, AAA affiliate in the Jumbo Shrimp, formerly a AA affiliate in the Southern League. Jumbo Shrimp today, Sue's pitching for both sides. So, it's the Triple-A debut, would you look at that, of Braxton Ashcraft, 24-year-old, second-round pick by the Pirates in 2018. It was just called up from Altoona. He was great there this year in 10 starts, a 3.690 ERA with 63 Ks and 53 and two-thirds innings. Alika Williams is also on Major League Rehab down there. He popped out to start the game. They're two batters in right now into that one. Elsewhere in the Pirate system, Double-A Altoona is at home. They are ahead on Erie 2-0. Curve fell yesterday 5-2. They've dropped the first two games of that series. The two runs coming in right now on a wide Hendry RBI single. Seth Beer a single as well. It's also, though, a bit of a Pirates connection because Eliezer Alfonso, the older brother of Omar, is playing in the ballgame today for the Erie Seawolves. He is batting eighth. He's 2-for-2 today. So would you look at that, playing Pirates affiliate and Alfonso in the ballgame. High A Greensboro's on the road in Winston-Salem. They've won the last two nights. They now have a half a game lead on the Jersey Shore Blue Claws in the South Atlantic League North. So they're trying to win a first half crowd, and which they have a three-run top of the first inning. So Charles McAdoo continues to just mash this year. Nick Smilla, though, in his ninth home run, had scored McAdoo and Termar Johnson. And so a good start there was a walk to Johnson, single by McAdoo, Smilla home run. So first three batters of the game, that's a nice way to start. And so Grasshoppers today, they have Wilbur Dotel on the hill. Former Marauder, 21-year-old in High A Greensboro right now. So right now he's put a man on with one out. He's working through the bottom of the first inning. Again, a 3-0 ball game. Complex League Pirates, they played a doubleheader today. Ended up going eight innings in one of those. They played the FCL Twins. Xander Muth picked up the win and improved to 1-1. He's a guy, again, that we might see here in Bradenton at some point this year. Muth today ended up going five innings. No runs on three hits, two walks, and seven strikeouts. Yordano de los Santos, 2-for-4 with two RBIs, had a triple as well in the contest. John Lopez, who spent some time with us this year, he's 3-for-5 today. And that game with an RBI and a run score. So happy to see him get in the box score. They won that game 9-2. They end up losing 2-0 in game two of that one. We come back here. It will be first pitch from TD Ballpark. National Anthem coming up next year. This has been the Bradenton Marauders pregame show right here on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Teaching your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid.
Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake?
No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development?
Nuh-uh.
You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Do you enjoy fireworks all summer long? We've got you covered. Check out the Bradenton Marauders 5-game fireworks pack. Starting at just $65, you're guaranteed a seat to every fireworks night this season with a chance to watch it from the field. You also get guaranteed giveaway items where applicable and free gifts. To find out how you can purchase yours today, visit BradentonMarauders.com.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Bring the kids and the entire family to Leecombe Park on Saturday, July 27th for Back to School Night, presented by Achieva Credit Union. The first 500 kids through the gates, ages 12 and under, will receive a free Marauders backpack and cheer on the Marauders as they take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers. Don't forget, stay after the game to watch another outstanding fireworks show presented by Budweiser. Reserve your seats today at BradentonMarauders.com.
Let's go! Batter up!
Hey, batter.
Play ball!
Get everything you need to show your Marauders pride at the Marauders Team Store, located on the Fan Plaza near the ticket office at Leecombe Park. Stock up on gear for the next big game. From hats, t-shirts, sweatshirts, and jerseys, Marauder Shop is the one-stop shop for all things Bradenton Marauders. The Marauder Shop is open every game day. You can also shop anytime at marauders.milbstore.com.
Hello, baseball fans. I'm Manatee County Sheriff Rick Wells. These are the sounds we like to hear during baseball season. And a little less of this. Be responsible. Please don't drink and drive. And oh, by the way, here's another sound we love to hear. Remember to lock your car because it's okay to steal bases, but it's not okay for people to steal your stuff. Let's go, Marauders.
Smokey the Bear.
Then you know why Smokey tells you when he sees you passing through. Remember, please be careful. It's the least that you can do.
It's what you desire. Don't play with matches. Don't play with fire.
After 80 years of learning his wildfire prevention tips, Smokey Bear lives within us all. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com. And remember,
only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Stay up to date with all things Marauders this season by following us on social media. From news and highlights to game day promotions, keep up with the fun all season long. Follow us on X at @_Marauders, on Instagram at Bradenton Marauders, and on Facebook and TikTok by searching Bradenton Marauders. And don't forget, tag us in your social media posts when you're at the game. And let's go, Marauders.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Let's go!
It's time for the future Pirate Stars to take the field. First pitch is coming up next. Now, back to the ballpark. Here's the voice of the Marauders, Thomas Cinzarella.
From 2D Ballpark in Dunedin, in Florida, it's game 3 of 6 on this Thursday night in Dunedin. Thomas Cinzarella, thank you so much for joining us and waiting through the rain delay. It's about a 45-minute rain delay right now as you're about to throw first pitch any second now. Marauders, they dropped both games of a doubleheader yesterday to Dunedin, 8-4, then 2-1. They got a really good start from Antoine Kelly, struck out a career-high 8 and a career-high 6 innings. Offense had one big inning in game 1, scored 4 in the third, but outside of that, that was it. So looking for a bounce back effort here tonight in which they will face a familiar face in Grand Rogers. Rogers against Carlson Reed today in the third game of this 6-game set. As Rogers this year comes in with a 1-2 win-loss record of 4.93 ERA in 9 starts this season. He will face the top of the order and Connor Delgado, Omar Alfonso, and Emmanuel Torero. So we see Delgado back batting leadoff. Torero slid down a few spots. He's batting third. We're about set to go. Bradenton in their Bradenton script black tops with the gold lettering that read Bradenton. Gray pants today for the Marauders. It's the powder blue tops for Dunedin that read Dunedin across the chest and the white pants with the powder blue hats. First pitch to Connor Delgado is taken for a called strike. And we're off and running here after a delay at 7:19 p.m. Rogers working from the first base side of the rubber, the 0-1, and that's low for a ball. It's 1-1. Game time temperature here at 2D Ballpark. It's 87 degrees and cloudy. Wind blowing at 6 miles an hour. The 1-1. And that's outside for ball. It's 2-1. Well, the rain killed any walk-up crowd that might have attended tonight's game. And so a bit lighter than it was yesterday. It was 8-2 yesterday. 2-1, it's chopped foul, first base side of the dugout, it's 2-2. So here's Connor Delgado. Had a good day yesterday. Had a walk and a double in game two, and then in game one, RBI double. Two twos popped in the air, shot to left field. Robertus now backs up a few steps, and he puts it away. And straight away left, one gone in the first inning. Here's Omar Alfonso. So one out, base empty, no score, top one. Let's catch the defense tonight for Dunedin. Start on the outfield, left to right. Robertus, Victor Arias, and Alexis Hernandez is in right field. At third base, it's Adrian Meza, Manny Beltre, Bryce Arnold up the middle. Daniel Perez is at first, and Nick Deschamps does the catching. First pitch, Alfonso pops it foul off the left side, out of play for strike one. Here against the right-hander in Grant Rogers. Rogers, right-hander ready from the belt, the 0-1. And that's outside for a ball, it's 1-1. Rogers' last start in Palm Beach, and I'm going five innings, give up four runs, did strike out two. As Alfonso takes low, it's 2-1. Start against Bradenton at Leacom Park, went five innings as well, struck out five. As Alfonso skies a 2-1 pitch out of play. Third base side, it's two balls and two strikes here on Omar. And now he's going back towards the on deck circle, third base side. He wants some sticky stuff or something, and now Jim Horner is coming out with Dominic Romero, home plate umpire, and saying he can't go and do that. So gets a quick word, and Horner's back to the dugout as Alphonse is looking for maybe some sticky stuff. It's a humid night because of the rain, and so there's a little bit of moisture up in the air and around the ballpark. So two balls and two strikes here with one out. Base is empty between Rogers and Alfonso. The offering. That's down and in for a ball. And counts full 3-2. Omar swatted his third home run of the season yesterday. Opposite field blast to left field. And game one of the doubleheader. First home run since May the 9th. 3-2. And that one's punched the opposite way through the hole in the left center. Base hit. Omar Alfonso with a base knock. Second batter of the game and a man on with one gone here in the top of the first.
Center fielder, number 15.
That's five straight games now with the hit for Omar Alfonso. Comes in as a team leader in average at a .247 clip. He's on base. Here's Emmanuel Terrero. Another lefty in the lineup today. First pitch. That's down and in for a ball. Good block from Deschamps. It's 1-0. Terrero's still just really getting his feet under himself here, playing in his fifth game. 1 for 15 with a double. The 1-0. And Terrero swords that one the opposite way to left and in towards the line. Robertus makes the catch. Alfonso tracks back to first base, so two outs with a man on for Esmerlin Valdez. No score, top one in the third game of the six-game series on the road at TD Ballpark. As righty Rogers trying to work around that one-out single. First pitch is down and in for a ball, it's 1-0. A couple of different pitches in Rogers' pitch arsenal, fastball, cutter, curveball, sweeper, changeup. He sets in the belt and the 1-0. And Valdez fouls it off right at home plate for a strike. It's 1-1. Righty Rogers was a 11th round pick last year out of McNeese State. Native of Groves, Texas. 1-1. And that's outside for a ball. It's 2-1. Same hometown and same high school he went to as Marauders starter Christian Curtis. Both are very good friends. Haven't gotten the pitching matchup yet between these two. 2-1. Swing on a high topper foul third base side. Into the end of the dugout, it's 2-2. On Esmerlin Valdez. Maybe that will come someday, but Curtis right now is throwing on Saturday. So just a few days off right now between seeing that matchup. The 2-2, two outs, and Valdez pulls on the ground, foul third base side. Still see a few of the rain puddles up and down the track on the first and third base side. A bit more on the third base side. They dumped the tarp in left field, and so that's where more of the moisture would be. But TD Ballpark drains pretty well. Obviously, a spring training home, and being in Florida, it's rainy season right now. 2-2, and that's off the plate. Another off-speed. Look like the cutter that time, and so the count's full. 3-2 on Valdez with Polanco on deck. Alfonso in motion, 3-2, and he strikes out swinging. Cutter got him that time, and so Rogers finishes inning with a strikeout, half an inning. No score in Dunedin. Blue Jays coming to bat on the Rogers Broadcast Network.
Bring the kids and the entire family to Lecombe Park on Saturday, July 27th for Back to School Night, presented by Achieva Credit Union. The first 500 kids through the gates, ages 12 and under, will receive a free Marauders backpack and cheer on the Marauders as they take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers. Don't forget, stay after the game to watch another outstanding fireworks show presented by Budweiser. Reserve your seats today at BradentonMarauders.com.
OptUS Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUS Kids, and the Ad Council.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Bottom one, no score is right-hander Carlson Reed. They'll face Victor Arias, Gene Joseph, and Roberto Labertes in the home half of the first inning. Powder blue tops today for Dunedin, usually something they reserve for Sundays, but wearing them here on this Friday or Thursday night. First pitch from Carlson Reed is a fastball outside for ball one at 92 miles an hour. On Arias. Numbers on Reed this season. He's 4-2 with a 2.22 ERA. The 1-0. And that's a fastball top of the zone called strike. Evens the count 1-1. Arias this year hitting 264 in 44 games. 10 doubles, 2 home runs, and 18 RBIs as he's out in front of a changeup. It's 1-2. Blue Jays looking to win the first three games of this series. After winning both games of doubleheader, Marauders had some good pitching moments. Antoine Kelly yesterday struck out 8 in 6 innings. 1-2. And that's high with a fastball on 93. Evens the count back up. It's 2-2. 6'5", 220-pound righty Carlson Reed. Works from the windup. 2-2. Swinging a broken bat, line drive. One hopper to second base. Delgado has it easily and gingerly tosses it to first. One gone. Oh, half the barrel went up the first base side. And so first base coach able to hand it off to the bat boy. One out, sacks empty. And here's Gene Joseph. No score, bottom one. Here's the defense for Bradenton tonight. Starting the outfield left to right, Shalene Polanco, Manuel Torero, and Eddie Rodriguez. First pitch high and in with a fastball for ball one. As Joseph, the righty, bends out of the way. Gerald Toledo's at third. Javier Rivas, Connor Delgado up the middle with Axio Plaza at first. And And the 1-0 high and in again as Joseph stumbles out. It's 2-0. Omar Alfonso does the catching tonight for Bradenton. Read a deep breath in the 2-0. Fastball popped behind to him out of play as Alfonso sheds the mask. 21-year-old Carlson Reed grew up in the Atlanta area in Marietta. That's nearby, just outside the city of Atlanta. Two one, swing and a miss. Good changeup on the outer half, and it's 2-2. Fourth round selection by the Pirates last year out of West Virginia was the team's closer. 2-2, and that's a called third strike. Top of the zone, gets with an off-speed pitch, and Reed has his first strikeout. Quick two outs here in the first inning. Nobody on for Robertus. So Robertus hitting third today in his debut yesterday for Dunedin. Came off the 60-day injured list. Lefty digs in, first pitch. Is a fastball up and away for ball one. Carlson Reed leads the Marauders with 56 strikeouts and 44 and two-thirds innings. And the 1-0. Fastball in tight for a ball at 93. It's 2-0. Him and Michael Kennedy had at one point for most of the year, and Kennedy a little bit of lower strikeout totals his last two starts, and so it's been Reed that has been carrying the load. 2-0 fastball zips on the outer half for a called strike. Reed last start struck out a career-high 9, retired 13 of the last 14. 2-1 is a topper foul first base side. He would count 2-2. That was at home against Clearwater. Picked up his fourth win of the season. Was an 8-0 shutout victory. He ended up being named Florida State League Pitcher of the Week last week because of it. Allowed just two hits and a walk in five scoreless. 2-2. And swinging a ground ball right to first. Plaz has it from the shoe top, sticks to the bag. It's a 1-2-3 first inning for Carlson Reed. One inning, no score. We're headed to the second inning on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
So what's a great way to spread awareness that driving high is illegal everywhere? A catchy song, of course.
You can run, but you can't drive high. You can run, but you can't.
Friendly reminder, don't drive high. If you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Have you always wanted to bring your dog to Lecom Park to watch a baseball game? Well, now you can. Join us for our next Paws and Claws night on Friday, July 26th as the Marauders take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers. Fans 21 and over can also score specials on White Claw drinks. Water dishes and relief areas for your dog are available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Hey, Dad, how do airplanes fly?
What's in this box?
Is this tree good for climbing?
How are babies made? What does this thing do?
Kids are curious about everything, including guns. Talking to them about gun safety in your home is a good first step, but you can do more. Always keep your guns locked, unloaded, and stored separately from ammunition. Safe gun storage saves lives. Learn how to make your home safer at nfamilyfire.org. That's nfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by nfamily fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
Top of the second inning, no score in Dunedin. As Grant Rogers faces 5, 6, and 7, here's Shalene Polanco, the lefty. Swings the first pitch, ground ball foul. Down the right field line for strike one. Perez was nearly there on the backhanded attempt. And a strike one on Polanco, who does do a lot of early swinging. This year, Shalene hitting 162 with 6 home runs and 26 driven in. The 0-1, and that That's way outside as a breaking ball slipped out of the hand for ball one. Bob Uecker would say just a bit outside. The 1-1. Swing and a tip in out of the glove of Deschamps for a strike. It's 1-2. Blanco, one of the seven top 30 prospects on the Marauders roster. According to MLB Pipeline, that's the most on a team in the Pirates org. 1-2. And Blanco swings and double hit it backwards. Boy, you don't see it every day. He tapped it right at home plate. And on the follow through, it hit the ball again, and it went back towards home. That's a double hit. Here's Rogers, 1-2. And that's high and away with a fastball. It's 2-2. We'll see something new every day at the ballpark, and maybe that's what we saw today. Left side of the infield shifted over. Third baseman Meza playing in the hole. 2-2. Swinging another high ground ball foul first base side. Polanco is the number 15 prospect in the Pirates org. Michael Kennedy is the highest, number 14 on the team. Rogers ready, 2-2. Swinging a foul back again on the ground. Polanco yesterday went 1-for-5 with a walk, a strikeout, and a stolen base. Swing and a miss. Nasty breaking ball in the outer half. Gets him swinging. Back-to-back strikeouts for Rogers. And with one out, base is empty. Here's Axio Plaz in a scoreless ball game. Rogers last year at McNeese State ended up going 12-1 with a 1.82 ERA in 15 starts. As Roddy Plaz checks his swing, it's in tight for ball one. He had 88 strikeouts, but enough stuff to get drafted by the Blue Jays. And the 1-0 wave and a miss. More of a sinker that time. It's 1-1. Bit of that two-seam fastball, 1-1. Swing and a roller foul, third base side for strike two. Well, McNeese State, it is located in Lake Charles, Louisiana, so it's closer to where Gross, Texas is, which is near the Gulf and near the Texas-Louisiana border. 1-2 is popped off the right side, out of play, foul. Full name, though, is Grant Rook Rogers, spelled R-O-O-K. Righty steps to the belt from the windup, 1-2. And swing on a cue shot, foul. Back towards the on-deck circle, first base side. So pitching in his first professional season, and Rogers is. And the 1-2. Inside for a ball. Through that two-seamer again. And just ran on the inside corner. Grant's birthday was a little over a couple weeks ago now. 22 days ago. And there's a 2-2 breaking ball. Called third strike. So three straight Marauders punched out. Two out, sacks right empty. Fielder, looking to put a ball in play here. Here's Eddie Rodriguez. And a scoreless ball game so far on this Thursday night after about a 45-minute rain delay. First pitch fastball is low down and in to the righty Rodriguez for ball one. Eddie in a tough stretch right now, trying to get out of it. 1-0. Fastball, check, swing, tapper, foul. Rodriguez is 0 for his last 18 at the plate of his last six games. He has walked four times, though, including a walk yesterday in game one, the 1-1. Breaking ball again, check, swing, foul, first base side. That's two strikes on him. Rogers looking to retire the fifth man in a row. His Nomar Alfonso one-out single in the first. That's been it. One 2 pitch, down and away. On a slider, it's 2-2. 2-2 offering. Swing and a line foul, first base side. Well, McNeese State, the alma mater of Grand Rogers, it's a couple of different draftees and big leaguers through the years. 2-2, and that's inside for ball three. Oh, the biggest one is Bob Howry, 94 draft pick in the fifth round, a 10.7 career war. 3-2, broken bat, roll to the third. Meza scoops, throws to first in time. Gets him by a step, and that's the inning. Two more strikeouts, though, for Rogers on a 1-2-3 inning. One and a half gone, no score on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Get everything you need to show your Marauders pride at the Marauders Team Store, located on the Fan Plaza near the ticket office at Lecon Park. Stock up on gear for the next big game. From hats, t-shirts, sweatshirts, and jerseys, Marauder Shop is the one-stop shop for all things Bradenton Marauders. The Marauder Shop is open every game day. You can also shop anytime at marauders.milbstore.com.
As veterans, we're no strangers to helping others.
That's what we were taught, service before self.
But we do have one question for the veterans listening.
When is the last time you reached out for help?
If you or someone you know needs resources, whether it's for stress, finances, employment, or mental health, don't wait. Reach out.
Find more information at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Bottom two, no score at TD Ballpark in Dunedin, Florida. Carlson Reed retired the Blue Jays in order in the first inning, so here's Manny Beltre leading off, batting cleanup tonight. Ready, ready matchup. First pitch is a fastball over the heart of the plate, called strike at 91 miles an hour. Beltre had his lengthy on-base streak come to an end yesterday after he left game two with an injury, the 0-1. Swinging a pop-up left side of the infield. Rivas backs up on the outfield grass, settles under it, and has it, one gone. Now the streak ended at 23 games for Manny Beltre.
Number 31, Nick Deshaies.
So with one out, sacks empty, no score. Bottom two, here's Nick Deshaies, the catcher. Lefty hitter, first pitch is a fastball in the outer half, called strike. Well, the Marauders always have plenty of lefties in their lineup and switch hitters. Today, Bradenton has three lefties, two switch hitters, so five technically lefties against the righty Rogers. 0-1, and that's lined out towards short, over Evoff's head and into left center. Nick Deshaies with the first hit. It's a one-out single in the second inning. Well, today, Deshaies is one of five lefties started nine today for Dunedin. So that brings up Alexis Hernandez with a man on, one out, no score. Blue Jays right fielder tonight. And Deshaies maybe dehydrated or something. He's down on a knee right now. Very similar to what happened to Axel Plaza a few weeks back, where Plaza's actually at first base right now too, but needed to depart the game after he felt just a little, you know, maybe just dehydrated. And so Blue Jay staff comes out to attend to him and maybe bringing out some water to him. Again, it's a It's a pretty humid night in Deschamps is catching today. And so that's my guess is need some fluids in him as he's popping his shirt up and down, just trying to get some air inside him. Do have other catchers on the roster. Edward Duran is the other catcher on the active roster right now. Eduardo Montero is on the development list, and so he's not on the active roster, but Deschamps is good to go. Gets some fluids in him. Puts his helmet back on as Jose Mayorga, the manager, trots back towards the third base coach's box. So he's good to go now as Carlson Rhea gets ready to battle Alexis Hernandez. Batting sixth and playing right field today. A long frame of Reed leans over and now brings the baseball into the belt. And the opening pitch is a fastball rifled out towards right center field. Base knock. Cut off on the alley by Torero. Deschamps heads for third. He's in standing up. Back-to-back singles here in the second inning. It's first and third with one out.
First baseman, number 46, Daniel.
So that brings up Daniel Perez. Well, this is kind of what happened to Reed in his first outing. He obviously went five scoreless, but gave up a leadoff single and a two-out walk to Pierce Bennett and Dakota Katowski in the first inning. Then retired 13 of the last 14 in those next four innings. Lefty Perez up for his pitch. Is hacked on a misstep on a changeup for strike one. No score, bottom two. Runners at first and third. We'll see if Hernandez will try to break for second at some point. Alfonso, a good arm behind the plate, though. Toss over to first. It's a missile there. No tag applied by Plaz. Hernandez back in standing. Blue Jays scored first in both games yesterday. Both in the second inning. It's like Groundhog Day all over again. The 0-1. Swinging a foul back. First strike two on Perez. This season hitting .286 in 15 games. He's got a triple, no home runs, and three RBIs. Lefty swinger here for Dunedin, trying to plant the game's opening run. 0-2 home, runner in motion. Breaking ball, down and in for a ball. Throw to second, here comes the runner home, and they caught him down. He's out. Rivas undercut the throw, threw home, and they gunned down to Shams. For the second out. Let's say that's the third out. Now that's the second out. But here we go. We head back to the dugout. And so Rogers coming back out here in the second inning. After two, no score on the Marauders broadcast network. I guess they call it a strike three then.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit ManateeMemorial.com for more information.
Hi, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out. Because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Bring Lecom Park wherever you go. With MILB.TV, you can stream all 132 home and road games in HD from your computer, phone, or tablet. For the second straight season, all MLB.tv subscribers can watch their local minor league teams for free on the MLB app. So what are you waiting for? Don't miss any of the action in 2024 and watch the future Pirate Stars of tomorrow shine bright tonight in Bradenton.
Top of the third inning, no score between Dunedin and Bradenton as the first pitch to Javi Rivas is a fastball down for ball one. 8-9-1 due up here against the righty Grant Rogers after it was a called strike three, and so that was the confusion on the field. As 1-0 is low for a ball, it's 2-0 here to Rivas after they're able to get the runner at home plate. Rogers 2-0. Breaking ball in the dirt. It's 3-0 here on Rivas, who's running a 7-game hitting streak right now, 8-game on a base streak, and he's just been on a hot stretch his last 10 games. He's got 4 home runs during that stretch. 3-0. And a breaking ball sizzles over the inside corner for a called strike. Last 10 games, Rivas is hitting .448 with a .515 on a base and a 1,000 slugging. 3-1, swinging a slow tapper, third base side. Mesa charging in from the edge of the grass, throws it to first, and puts him away, one gone. Back-to-back putouts for Mesa on two very similar-looking baseballs. Rodriguez hit a broken bat roller to the left side of the infield, and Mesa again had a shuffle to his left field and throw on the run to get both Rivas and Rodriguez. Base is empty, one out. Top three, no score. Here's Gerald Toledo, who takes a fastball at the knees, called strike. One of two switch hitters in the starting nine today. He's batting left against the right-hander Grant Rogers. The 0-1, and Toledo takes down it in for a ball. It's 1-1. Rogers, though, he's got through 2 1/3 scoreless, but he's needed 49 pitches to get there. The 1-1, and that's bounced in with a fastball, 2-1. He has retired 7 of the first 8. The only man reaching was an Omar Alfonso one-out single back in the first inning. 2-1 pitch, and Toledo takes a called strike on the outer half. Toledo played in game one. He went 1-for-3 with an RBI triple in the third inning. Also scored a 4-run inning. 2-2. Swinging a fly ball in the air to left center. Arias started it in, now backs up as he backpedals, makes the grab. Two gone. He was shifted out towards left center, and the shift worked. So a two-out, sacks empty. Here is Connor Delgado. That is now 7 in a row retired for Grant Rogers. Delgado switcher to batting left, swings at a first pitch, breaking ball for strike one. Connor flied out to left field his first time up. The 0-1, and that skips in for a ball. It's 1-1. Sun's starting to peek out here, or whatever is left of it. As 1-1 is outside, it's 2-1. Rain delay of about 45 minutes today. Threw first pitch at 7:18, so 48 minutes after regular scheduled time. 2-1 is down and in for a ball. It's 3-1 here on Delgado. Second rain postponement / delay this week. Postponed on Tuesday due to the rain. 3-1. Swinging a tapper right at home plate, and it stops foul in the batter's box. Count full on Delgado. 20-year-old from Venezuela. 5'7", 145 pounds listed at. He's a little bit heavier than the 145. I'm sure that was probably the number when he first signed. 3-2 and two outs, and Delgado flies it in the air to deep left. Liberti's tracking back on it, makes the catch on the run, a few steps shy of the track. Another 1-2-3 inning for Grant Rogers. He's retired 8 in a row. No score after 2.5 in Dunedin on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Hello, baseball fans. I'm Manatee County Sheriff Rick Wells. These are the sounds we like to hear during baseball season. And a little less of this. Be responsible. Please don't drink and drive. And oh, by the way, here's another sound we love to hear. Remember to lock your car because it's okay to steal bases, but it's not okay for people to steal your stuff. Let's go, Marauders.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Maurer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
Sarasota's greatest hits are on WSRQ Lecom Radio. Classic hits from the music icons of the 60s, 70s, and 80s with real human DJs you know. The Comet, John the Milkman, J.J. Johnston, Dr. Denny Wojtek, Aaron Anthony, Matt the Hat, Terry Bowen, Jewel Lee. Find WSRQ Lecom Radio at 91.7, 95.3, and 106.9 FM or download the WSRQ Lecom Radio app and take us anywhere. Classic hits have one address on the Sun Coast, WSRQ, Lecom Radio.
Bottom of the third inning at TD Ballpark in Dunedin, Florida. Carlson Reed back to the hill facing 8-9-1 in the Blue Jays lineup card. Big tall right-hander trails home. And first pitch is a slider down and in for strike one. On Adrian Meza, third baseman, one of five lefties in the starting nine today. Three deep breath and the 0-1. Fastball loop foul off the third base side for strike two. Well, Carlson Reed is one of the top 30 prospects in the Pittsburgh Pirates org, according to Baseball America. The Pipeline and Baseball America are the two rankings that you can go off of. The 0-2, swinging a pop foul again off the left side. They'll do it again. Played his college ball in West Virginia, where he was the closer. In his last season, had seven saves and a 2.61 ERA in 38 innings. 0-2. Swing and a miss. It gets away from Alfonso. Mesa breaking a first. Alfonso, no throw there. And so a drop third strike. Mesa reaches third strikeout today for Carlson Reed, but a leadoff man's on.
Second baseman.
Here's Bryce Arnold. Blue Jays had a pair of singles in the second inning. Carlson Reed threw just eight pitches. It was a strike him out, throw him out to end the inning. As here's the righty Arnold against the righty Reed. Opening fastball is at 94 called strike, one of the hardest ones he's thrown tonight. Arnold hit his fourth home run of the season yesterday, batting a buck 91 with four home runs and 22 driven in. The 0-1. And a fastball fanned on down in the zone. It's 0-2. Now a score bottom three. Runner on first base. Reed from the belt. 0-2 pitch. High and in with a fastball. For ball one. Reed making his 11th start this season. And so if you combine the innings from last year, through 38 in college, 7 for the FCL Pirates after the draft. That's 45 innings. He has surpassed it here this season now. 1-2. Slider down and away. Arnold doesn't chase after it. It's 2-2. And that's something we talked to Carlson about when we had him on the pregame show a few weeks back when we were in Tampa taking on the Yankees affiliate. 2-2. Swing and a miss for strike three. Slider on the outer half, and he gets him swinging. Fourth strikeout for Carlson Reed.
Number 47, Victor Arias.
With one out, man on, here's Victor Arias. Still looking for our game's first run. It was a chop third strike that gave Mesa. It was a wild pitch. It's been ruled as Arias, a lefty. Steps in, opening pitch to him. Fastball bounces in before home for ball one. We were talking to Reed, though, again, just about him reaching his innings from last year, and it's something that he said just about, you know, how big thanks to the training staff and everybody, Alexis DeHaesler, the trainer, for keeping him healthy. And the 1-0's on the outer half, a called strike. It's 1-1. Keeping him fresh for the whole season, because that's a lot of thing, especially for a guy that was a closer to then come into a starter role, and now Reed's going 5-6 innings every start. 1-1 is outside for ball. It's 2-1 on Arias, who grounded out to second base his first time up. It's kind of one of those things that you really don't realize it until it really happens, where Reed is, again, surpassing his innings limit. And a 2-1, a big hack and a miss on a changeup. It's 2-2. It's three pitches for Carlson Reed. Fastball, changeup, slider. Both of them, are, I mean, every single one is really good. Slider's his go-to, though. It's more of a sweeper, got a lot of movement east to west. Two balls, two strikes, a man on, one gone. The payoff home, swinging a foul at home plate. We'll do it again. Now Reed headlines a very good rotation, though. We'll see Michael Kennedy go tomorrow, then Christian Curtis on Saturday. From the belt, 2-2, swinging a pop foul off the left side. Marauders' ERA as a team is 3.82, and that went up a few ticks from yesterday, but they have been really good throughout the season. Bullpen at 3.60. It's one of the best in single A. Again, the 2-2. Swinging a foul off the mask of Alfonso. Open umpire Dominic Romero goes out to hand Carlson Reed a new baseball. Talking about him pitching at West Virginia. Well, there's one big West Virginia alum who pitched here for Dunedin this year and in the past, and that is Alec Manoah, who was a first-round pick. Went 11th overall back in 2019. Man at first held on by Plaz, 2-2, and that one's fouled off Alfonso again. Boy, he's taking a beating back there in this at-bat. And so we'll take a few extra seconds here to let Omar recoup. The tough AB here worked by Victor Arias. Just through the eighth pitch of the plate appearance. But Noah needs surgery. He's out for the season. But one of the reasons why Reed went to West Virginia is seeing the progression of him and Manoah and then developing pitchers. The 2-2. Down and in. Good back pick by Alfonso, and the count's full. College World Series in Omaha. It's starting up this week. If it's not today, it's either tomorrow or Saturday. Haven't really kept track with since it's gone to Omaha, but it was watching a lot of the regionals and super regionals. West Virginia made it to the supers this year. They lost to UNC, though. They were swept in Chapel Hill 2-0. And it's UNC, one of the many ACC and ACC-SEC teams in it. Reed toss over to first base, a headlong dive by Mesa. He's in. Now the eight teams in it, four from the ACC, four from the SEC. 10th pitch of the AB, 3-2, swing, and it's held on to by Alfonso. Shows it to open umpire Dominic Romero. Third strikeout of the inning, but just a second out. Fifth of the game for Carlson Reed, with two outs and men on for Gene Joseph. We're scoreless here in Dunedin at TD Ballpark as Reed now facing the righty Gene Joseph. Virginia, UNC, Florida State, and NC State in the ACC Conference competing in Omaha. First pitch to Joseph is a slider down and out of the zone for ball one. Tennessee, Florida, A&M, and Kentucky, four schools out of the SEC. Got some connections here to the Marauders as well. Guys represented from multiple schools there. The 1-0. Fastball hits sharply on the ground to short. Rivas to a knee, throw to second base. They go to short round, and that ends the inning. So we almost had the rare feat of four strikeouts in an inning, but Reed ends up with three in a scoreless third. No score. We head to the fourth on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Looking for something to do every Friday during the spring and summer? We've got you covered. Each Friday, you can check out the Bradenton Marauders wearing the all-new Bradenton Script jerseys. Celebrate the local community as we recognize local nonprofits and small businesses. Get to the ballpark early to check out our happy hour specials from 5:30 to 6:30. Grab your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Looking for something to do this summer? Come grab one of our 7-game premium packs. Starting at just $95, you're guaranteed a seat to every Marauders premium game this season, which includes Star Wars Night, Margaritaville Night, and more. Your purchase today also includes an exclusive Paul Skeens bobblehead. What are you waiting for? To find out how you could purchase yours today, visit BradentonMarauders.com.
Top of the fourth inning, no score at TD Ballpark between Bradenton and Dunedin as Omar Alfonso leads things off from the left side against the righty Grant Rogers. Opening pitch is a breaky ball in there at the knees for a called strike. Well, Carlson Reed's up to five strikeouts now through three innings. He's coming off a start which he struck out a career-high nine. Rogers ready, the 0-1. And on the inside corner, called strike with a fastball at 0-2. Rogers has only allowed one hit today and one man to reach. It's the man of the plate. Omar Alfonso hit a punch single through the hole on the left side. 0-2 and a ground ball towards first. Snared by Perez on two hop steps of the bag. One gone.
Center fielder.
That's now nine in a row retired for Rogers. Brings up Emmanuel Torero. With one out, bases empty, top four, no score. Torero lined out to left field. His first time up, first pitch is down and in at the knees, though, for a called strike. The 0-1 from Rogers. He is outside with a changeup. It's 1-1. But Rogers, though, he's needed a lot of pitches to get to this point. 63 now. 1-1. Swing and a pop foul behind Tom. It's 1-2. On Torero, who's one of the other top 30 prospects on the team. Can activate it in last week's series at home against Clearwater. 1-2. Breaking ball in the dirt. Torero checked a swing, held up, though. It's 2-2. Torero's number 21 prospect in the Pirates org, according to MLB Pipeline. Number 21, 23, 24, and 28 as that one's rolled foul first base side. So a lot of the mid-20s there. And the Pirates org, obviously the number one prospect, Paul Skeens, is up in the big leagues. He pitched the other night. And the 2-2, swinging a fly ball, hit the air, shallow center field. Beltre goes out, but the center fielder, Arias, runs in, makes the catch after a late break on it. Two gone in the inning. Jared Jones, who played for Bradenton in 2021, was a full year player here, part of the Low-A Southeast Championship team that Jim Horner was the bench coach on, now the manager for Bradenton. Jones's warm-up song is Unwritten by Natasha Bedingfield. First pitch to Esmalin. Valdez is inside for ball one. With nobody on, two gone in the fourth. The warm-up song for Gray Rogers at the start of the game. And the 1-0 is off speed again. This time catches the inside edge on the righty. It's 1-1. Was unwritten by Natasha Bedingfield. So both players with the same song. 1-1's popped up straight in the air behind Tome. Deshaun's towards the fence, and it's out of play about four rows back. It's a bit of a cozier spring training ballpark here in Dunedin. I mean, the ballpark itself is literally in a neighborhood. Not that Bradenton isn't, but you feel like when you walk around Lee Comp Park, you have just more room to maneuver. They have the giant fan plaza first base side. But just in the neighborhood itself, it just feels bigger. There's more to it. Here, not so much. 1-2. Breaking ball rolled foul third base side. They expanded the ballpark to 8,500 capacity in 2019-2020. Resembles the Rogers Center, and the dimensions and the padding itself is what the old Rogers Centers used to look like. Now they've updated the last couple years. It looks a little bit more different. 1-2, and that's outside. Evens account 2-2. That's because when the Rogers Centers was first built, they're playing football games there. That's why they have the dome, and they can move the turf around. 2-2 is fouled off again towards the on-deck circle. It was about 2015, I want to say, 2016, when the Rogers Center moved to grass on the infield. They still have turf in the outfield. 2-2. High and in, it hits Valdez. He drops the bat and will walk up the first base line. That snaps a streak of 10 in a row retired by Grant Rogers, a two-out hit batter. Brings up Shaleen Polanco, top of the fourth inning, no score.
Left fielder, number 35, Shaleen Polanco.
Tropicana Field, just down the road in St. Petersburg. It's south of here. North, if you're listening to Bradenton right now, as you know. That's a turf surface. First pitch to lefty Polanco's whistled back to the screen for strike one. I mean, AstroTurf, that was the way to go. You think the Astros back in the day. And the old, at one point, Enron Field. Now Minute Maid Park. The Astrodome before that is the 0-1's punch foul third base side. It's 0-2 on a lefty Polanco. That was really the big phase in terms of ballparks. There's some stirring up at the bullpen in right center for Dunedin. As Rogers at 76 pitches, the 0-2, and Polanco just narrowly caught a piece of the breaking ball. But with all the renovations, it's really, the Rogers Center has come into a really fun ballpark. They pack it out in Toronto, 0-2, check swing, and a pitch is upstairs on the appeal. He didn't go around. This is Blake Byers in the field on Pirates, 1-2. One of the coolest parts, though, about the Rogers Center is the hotel that you can get a room from, and you can literally watch a baseball game. 1-2, swinging a fly ball, punched up in the air, shallow right center, could be trouble. Arnold goes out, the second baseman called off by Hernandez. Couple players here to the deck, and Hernandez swoops in to make the grab for the final out in the fourth inning. No runs, no hits, a man left. 3.5 gone, no score on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Interested in having your next birthday, family, or group outing at Lecon Park? Enjoy discounted rate on tickets when you bring a group of 10 or more to a Marauders game. Group tickets are available in the seating bowl, or ask us about booking one of our hospitality areas like the Lepensi Plumbing Pools and Air Party Deck or the Boardwalk Barbecue. To find out how you can save, call one of our ticket representatives today or visit us at BradentonMarauders.com.
And here's Heather with the weather.
Well, it's beautiful out there, sunny and 75, almost a little chilly in the shade. Now, let's get a read on the inside of your car. It is hot. You've only been parked a short time, and it's already 99 degrees in there. Let's not leave children in the back seat while running errands. It only takes a few minutes for their body temperatures to rise, and that could be fatal.
Cars get hot fast and can be deadly. Never leave a child in a car. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Still scoreless in Dunedin at TD Ballpark in the home half of the fourth inning as right-hander Carlson Reed faces 3, 4, and 5. Blue Jays have had runners, though, the last two innings. It was a drop third strike and then two singles in the second. That's been it against Carlson Reed. He's been razor sharp once again. First pitch home to the lefty, Libertis is on the outer half for a called strike. It's 0-1. Beltre and Deschamps to follow. The 0-1. There's a fastball on the inside corner for a called strike. It's nothing and two. 45 pitches thrown by Carlson Reed, making 46 on that last one. The 0-2. Swinging a slow grounder up the first base side. Foul. Carlson Reed tonight only has one ground ball induced, and that came off the bat of Libertis. Oh, 2 home. Swinging a number foul third base side, which is one thing that Carlson Reed, his ground ball rate and percentage has gone down these last two, three starts. He's got more strikeouts, so hasn't needed as many ground balls, but as of this morning, has his second-best ground ball rate as a strikeout swinging there on a changeup. 6 strikeouts for Carlson Reed through 3 and a third innings. One out, nobody on, no score. Here's Manny Beltre. But the second-best ground ball rate in the Pirates, so we're 4th-best in the league among pitchers with at least 30 innings thrown. So that kind of brings in more of a higher range of pitchers. First pitch, Beltre scorches to third. Toledo's there. A sliding stop to his left. He makes the catch chest high. 2 gone just like that. It was more just a reaction play, not difficulty in ranging. He had a base, he moved his one step to his left, and he went down to a knee and spun around. 2 quick outs here in the home half of the fourth. Here's Deschamps, the catcher. The lefty takes a call strike on the outer half. It's nothing and one. Deschamps has one of the 2 hits tonight. The 0-1. So we got a ground ball towards first. Plaz fields it behind the bag. He takes himself in a 1-2-3 fourth inning for Carlson Reed. No score to the fifth we go on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
I'm Scarlett Johansson. My family relied on public assistance to help provide meals for us. These meals fueled my involvement in theater and the arts as a child, which fostered my love for acting. The Feeding America network of food banks helps millions of people put food on the table. You can join the movement to end hunger by donating, volunteering, and advocating. Because when people are fed, futures are nourished. Join the movement to end hunger at feedingamerica.org/act now. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
It's the biggest Independence Day celebration in town. Come out to Lecom Park on Wednesday, July 3rd for our Independence Day celebration presented by Lecom as the Marauders take on the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles. Get there early as the first 1,500 fans into the ballpark will receive a Marauders Patriotic t-shirt. After the game, stay and enjoy the best fireworks show in Manatee County. Gates open at 5 p.m., but you can grab your tickets now visiting BradentonMarauders.com.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit ManateeMemorial.com for more information.
ABC, easy as 1, 2, 3. I'll say, will I throw, bring me ABC, 1, 2, 3. Baby, you and me, girl. Easy as 1, 2, 3. I'll say, will I throw.
Top of the fifth inning, still scoreless at TD Ballpark as Grant Rogers' evening is now over after Rogers, four innings. Strikes out three and allows just one hit. We're still in a scoreless ball game. Axio Plaz leads things off on the right side against the right-hander. A new pitcher into the ball game. As Jonjo Rojas, first pitch home, is a fastball at the knees called strike. It's a bit of a herky-jerky, funky delivery for Rojas. He's got the matching light blue glove with the teal jersey top as the rain starts to fall here again. And the 0-1 is a breaking ball in the inner half for a called strike. It's 0-2. Already had a 45-minute rain delay. And we don't have a lead right now. We're not through a completed ball game as of yet. Have to get through 4.5 with the home team leading. 0-2. And a fastball at the knees. Call third strike. So Rojas comes out, strikes out Plaz on three pitches. One out, base empty, no score. Here's Eddie Rodriguez. Numbers for Rojas this season, making his 14th appearance with Dunedin, is 1-0 with a 4.76 ERA. First pitch to Eddie. There's a fastball at the knees called strike. Just found the bottom of the zone. He's walked 12, struck out 25 in 17 innings this year. Two holds and two saves and two opportunities. The 0-1. Swing and a miss. Really good slider there. It's 0-2. Rojas has looked razor sharp so far in his appearance. Ready, sets, and fires home the 0-2. Breaking ball tipped into the mitt for strike three. Rojas strikes out the first two he sees. And two quick outs. Here's Javier Rivas.
Shortstop number two, Javier Rivas.
Again, just a light rain right now. Doesn't like anything more than that, and doesn't look like the heavy stuff will come down. As Javi awaits the first pitch, it's down and in for ball one. And Rivas trying to extend his streak here. That's a 7-game hitting streak, 8-game on base streak. Just second time through the order, he grounded out to third base his first time up. The 1-0, swing and a miss, high and in fastball, just tied him up. It's 1-1 as Rivas calls time. Hit a home run yesterday in game two. Bradenton lost 2-1. That was the only run they produced. Rojas readies and the 1-1. Fastball spiked in the dirt at 92 for ball two. And the 2-1. Swing and a foul back. On a good slider, it's 2-2 with Gerald Toledo on deck. Well, I have to say, these light blue jersey tops, I absolutely love them for Dunedin. It's very throwback to what the Toronto Blue Jays used to wear. They still wear them today. 2-2, and a fastball low, and the count's full. It's always been a fan of those UNC light blue. Ole Miss wears some powder blue tops as well. And their college baseball season. 3-2 home, and Rivas punches it up in the air down the right field line, slices foul in the netting for strike two. Still a slight rain going on here as the sun is just setting here in Dunedin. 3-2, inside, ball four, he walked him. So a two-out walk that Rojas issues brings up Gerald Toledo for a chance here. Score the game's first run in the top of the fifth inning. Really, Rojas' numbers this season, he's had really just two really bad outings. He gave up four runs at home against Clearwater on April 17th. Four runs and four bombers on May 7th. And outside of that, he's really not done too much damage then. Up one earned run across those other appearances, so just two really bad outings, and so that area is a little bit inflated here. As first pitch is high for ball to Toledo, batting left here against the righty Rojas with two outs and a man on, no score, top five in Dunedin. Rojas sets and spins, tosses to first, and a headlong dive back in for Javi. Does have some speed. Is a threat to steal. He's got four stolen bases and six tries this year. The 1-0. Fastball geared on the outside corner. Calls strike. Some of the fans have maybe headed home now after that light drizzle that is been raining for about 5 minutes. 1-1. Check swing by Toledo. He offered at it. So home plate umpire in Dominic Romero. Blue Jays looking for a split of the series. In the first three games, they won both games in a doubleheader yesterday. Rojas ready. It's 1-2. Back foot slider. Toledo doesn't budge. It's 2-2. Rojas, two quick strikeouts, and then a full count walk to Rivas, who's still there. And nearing another full count here on Toledo. Once again, 2-2. Swinging a high chopper over the mound. First base side of the bag at second. Beltre fields, throw to first is late, and he lengths out an infield single. Gerald Toledo hustling the entire way. It's the Marauders' second today. Their second first since the first inning. Omar Alfonso, the only other hit today, was a one-out single in the first. And so a two-on, two outs in the top of the fifth inning. Here is Connor Delgado. So all of a sudden, Rojas feels like he should be out of the inning, but the Marauders hoping to make him pay here with that two-on walk. Quick mound visit between Deschamps, the catcher, and Rojas. So all of a sudden, Connor Delgado a chance to do some damage here. 0-2 today with a pair of flyouts to left field. He's also riding a six-game hitting streak. Opening pitch to him. Swing and a line drive foul down the right field line. Well, the Marauders this year, they have struggled on the road. They are just 4 and now 22 on the road. Looking to snap their two-game losing skid, but they have lost a couple in a row here against Dunedin. Going back to their homestand, they lost 4 straight. The 0-1. Ranky ball smacked out to left field. Roberto's a late break on it, running back towards the edge of the track, makes the catch on the warning track, and that ends the fifth inning. Delgado flies out to left for the third time today. No runs to hit. Two men left halfway home. No score in Dunedin on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Hey, Marauders fans. Jump aboard and join the First Mates Kids Club today. It's open to all kids ages 12 and under. For just $30, you get tickets to 5 select games, a First Mates t-shirt, a First Mates membership card, 15% off merchandise, and more. So join the Marauders First Mates Kids Club today and enjoy the benefits all season long. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com.
Watch me now!
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Have you always wanted to bring your dog to Lecom Park to watch a baseball game? Well, now you can. Join us for our next Paws and Claws night on Friday, July 26th as the Marauders take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers. Fans 21 and over can also score specials on White Claw drinks. Water dishes and relief areas for your dog are available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Bottom five in Dunedin at TD Ballpark. Carlson Reed pitching another gem here today, as Ryander has allowed just 2 hits, both coming in the second inning. A 1-2-3-4 he threw. First pitch, the righty Alexis Hernandez is on the outer half for a called strike, and Hernandez turned back towards home plate umpire Dominic Romero, and whoa. Just the way that Alfonso caught that one. The 0-1, swinging a pop foul behind Tomer, it's 0-2. Well, today is the last day this week that we will have the ABS system, auto balls and strikes. Fridays through Sundays, it is the challenge system, where both umpires, they'll rotate here, will call their own strike zone. Teams get 3 challenges. The 0-2 from Reed. Fastball, sharp ground ball, right to the second baseman, though, Delgado. One step to his right, throws to first, 1 gone. Well, Carlos Reed's been a nice run here. I mean, the last minute reach was a drop third strike in the third inning. So, if you don't include that, that's now 9 in a row retired, as Hernandez was the last minute reach with a single. And here's Daniel Perez, the lefty. One out, base is empty for his pitch. He has a changeup on the outer half for a called strike. Reed just threw his 56th pitch of the day. Really in a good spot here. The 0-1, swing and a miss. Another changeup on the outer half at 82, and it's nothing in 2. I mean, Carlson Reed, he's really just filling up the zone, and that was really the one thing for him. When he's in the zone and getting swings and misses, he's a dangerous pitcher. The 0-2, breaking ball, called third strike, top of the zone. Carlson Reed, his 7th K today. And 2 outs in the 5th inning for Adrian Meza.
Third baseman, number 11, Adrian Meza.
Boy, if Reed keeps pitching like this, he won't be in single A very long. I mean, he's been really good this season. He had a couple of starts, though, where the walks got the best of him. He walked 5 in his last road start at Fort Myers. But today, he's thrown just 12 balls. I mean, that's huge. Here's Mays to the left. You have the third baseman, Toledo in on the grass. First pitch is lasered foul, third base side for strike one. Just fouled off to the left field line. It's out of play, 0-2. Well, Reed has had two innings tonight where he's thrown eight pitches. All eight were strikes that came in the second inning and the fourth inning. At a 21-pitch third, though, that was the one inning that took a little bit longer than expected. 0-2's fouled back again. Three straight foul balls here to start the plate appearance against Mesa, who reached on a drop third strike his first time up. 0-2 home with two outs, and that one bounces in for a ball. Still a light drizzle maybe, still going on out there. It's really mostly stopped here. 1-2 pitch, and a fastball up and away, 92. Evens the count. Reed searching for his eighth punch-out of the night. 2-2. Another off-speed of the dirt. Good take by Mesa, and the count's full. Base is empty, two outs, bottom five, no score. There's some dark clouds as the rain is starting to fall again. Seeing up with the lights. 3-2, swinging a tapper off the foot of Alfonso. Ouch, that one's got to hurt. Boy, I mean, Mesa hit that one straight down into the ground, and it caught Alfonso on the foot. That's almost like getting hit by a pitch down there, and there's no protection on the toes. Still scoreless here at 2D Ballpark. Two hits apiece for each side. It's really been a pitcher's duel. And Reed looking for the put-away pitch here on Mesa, putting him up a tough AB. Pitch number 8, 3-2. Swinging a fly ball into left center field. It drops in base hit. More of a line drive. And so Adrian Mesa with a single. First man to reach since the second inning. So the Blue Jays have something going here in the fifth inning.
Second baseman, number 4, Bryce Sagal.
So runner on, two outs, no score, bottom five, as Bryce Arnold steps in the right side. Reed sets first pitch. Fastball is off the plate outside for ball one. Well, just took a peek outside in between the last half, and there are a lot of dark clouds behind us right now. And it's starting to pour harder here. The 1-0. Fastball off the edge of the bat. Foul behind Tom. It's 1-1. Some of the fans are heading up towards the upper level. Well, there is some covering. Not a bad move. The 1-1, and fastball as a breaking ball, excuse me, the dirt is 2-1, and that's the one thing now is that the more moisture, maybe a little bit harder to not only grip but also pitch on the mound. Two one, and that's on the inner edge for a called strike, 94. Cut evens 2-2. Reed struck out 9 in his last start and won the Florida State League Pitcher of the Week honors. Looking for another 5-inning shutout here. 2-2, swinging a roller foul. But these last two batters in Mesa, who singled, and then Arnold down, putting up a really tough plate appearance. Just multiple foul balls. Big lead off first. 2-2. Swinging a foul off at home plate. Well, you have to appreciate These pesky at-bats right now for Dunedin. The 2-2. High for ball three. Count runs full on Bryce Arnold with a runner on first. No score, bottom five. A lot of dark clouds moving even closer to the playing surface. Rain falling, payoff home. Ball four. A slider in the dirt. I think the rain is starting to get to Reed on the mound right now. As he goes to wipe off his spikes on the backside of the mound.
Center fielder number 47, Victor Arias.
So a two-out single and a two-out walk. Brought up now top of the order in Victor Arias. No score, bottom five here in Dunedin. Rain still falling. As a lefty, Arias awaits first pitch. And a changeup up and away for ball one. And since the rain has started to fall harder, the command has been talked about, just 12 balls thrown. That's now 8 balls since I said that. Arias choking up on the barrel. And the 1-0 fastball top of the zone called strike. It's 1-1. But nonetheless, whatever happens here, I mean, Carlson Reed, boy, has looked really good again tonight. Comes set from the belt, the 1-1. Swing and a miss. Good changeup that time. It's 1-2. Really has had all three pitches working today. Both off speeds and the changeup and the slider. Again, looking for that eighth strikeout. Could use one here with two on and two outs in a tie ball game. To end the fifth inning. 1-2. Swing and a foul back. It's been a theme today. Another deep count. Arias trying to work here against Carlson Reed. Two outs, two on, two strikes, the pitch. Swing and a foul back behind Tom. Again, to get a completed game in, has to go at least 4.5 with the home team winning. Right now it is scoreless. And we're through 4.5. 1-2. Fastball up and away for a ball. It's 2-2. Might start to see some marauders getting up in the bullpen in left center as pitch count climbing here. Now 80 pitches for Carlson Reed. The 2-2. Swing and a miss for a strike three. Changeup secured by Alfonso, and Carlson Reed gets through 5 innings today with 8 strikeouts. Leaves 2 on. We head to inning number 6. No score in Dunedin on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Get everything you need to show your Marauders pride at the Marauders Team Store, located on the Fan Plaza near the ticket office at Lecom Park. Stock up on gear for the next big game. From hats, t-shirts, sweatshirts, and jerseys, Marauders Shop is the one-stop shop for all things Bradenton Marauders. The Marauders Shop is open every game day. You can also shop anytime at marauders.milbstore.com.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Have you always wanted to bring your dog to Lecom Park to watch a baseball game? Well, now you can. Join us for our next Paws and Claws night on Friday, July 26th, as the Marauders take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers.
Fans 21 and over can also score specials on White Claw drinks. Water dishes and relief areas for your dog are available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
New pitch of the ball game for the Dunedin Blue Jays as Jondre Rojas goes just one inning today. As we begin the top of the sixth inning, scoreless at TD Ballpark. A lefty arm in the ball game. Rojas, numbers on him though, gives up just one hit in a scoreless inning, also walked one while striking out two. Rojas ended up throwing 20 pitches, 14 of them going for strikes in his scoreless outing here today. So the lefty and J.J. Sanchez in 5'11", 175, 24-year-old left-hander out of Los Fresnos, Texas. Into the contest now.
Off the top of the sixth inning for Bradenton, number 50, Omar.
So he faces the lefty Omar Alfonso, 2-3-4, two up in the lineup card. As rain still coming down here in Dunedin. Starting to fall a little bit harder now. As first pitch to lefty Alfonso. Is a fastball down low for a ball. Oh, umpires met with the staff up down the left field line, at least the home front office staff, so the general manager and the grounds crew. And so showing them what's on the radar, and boy, it's coming down hard. 1-0. Fastball is at the knees, a called strike. It's 1-1. And now the umpire comes out and they're saying put on the tarp. Well, there is nobody by the tarp right now, but they send both teams the dugout, and so we will enter another rain delay here. And now the tarp crew is racing on to the field with just one tarp right now to cover the mound. And so we will have our second rain delay of the ball game here at TD Ballpark. A scoreless ball game in the top of the sixth inning with a 1-1 count on Omar Alfonso, and boy, it is raining cats and dogs here at TD Ballpark. So we will step aside and we will get you an update as we enter our second delay of the night. We'll come back in about 10 minutes and find out what's going on. That's next year on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Get everything you need to show your Marauders pride at the Marauders Team Store, located on the Fan Plaza near the ticket office at Lecom Park. Stock up on gear for the next big game. From hats, t-shirts, sweatshirts, and jerseys, Marauder Shop is the one-stop shop for all things Bradenton Marauders. The Marauder Shop is open every game day. You can also shop anytime at marauders.milbstore.com.
Hello, baseball fans. I'm Manatee County Sheriff Rick Wells. These are the sounds we like to hear during baseball season. And a little less of this. Be responsible. Please don't drink and drive. And oh, by the way, here's another sound we love to hear. Remember to lock your car because it's okay to steal bases, but it's not okay for people to steal your stuff. Let's go, Marauders.
Smokey the Bear.
Then you know why Smokey tells you when he sees you passing through. Remember, please be careful. It's the least that you can do.
This is what you desire. Don't play with matches. Don't play with fire.
After 80 years of learning his wildfire prevention tips, Smokey Bear lives within us all. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com. And remember,
only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Stay up to date with all things Marauders this season by following us on social media. From news and highlights to game day promotions, keep up with the fun all season long. Follow us on X at @_Marauders, on Instagram at Bradenton Marauders, and on Facebook and TikTok by searching Bradenton Marauders. And don't forget, tag us in your social media posts when you're at the game. And let's go, Marauders!
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
And welcome back to TD Ballpark here in Dunedin, Florida, as the game has, right now, as you can't see, I'm thinking about we're home, that'll be on TV, but the tarp is on the field, so the game is halted as of now. Both teams are in their dugouts on the first and third base side. The ground crew did a good job, got the tarp on successfully, and so right now, just it's a waiting game. Right now, hopefully the bullpen's got some coverage out there in left and right center field. But we are at a pass right now in the top of the sixth inning with nobody on. And Omar Alfonso at the plate. J.J. Sanchez has just thrown a pitch, which either way, it'll probably complete the line for Carlson Reed today. And just want to highlight how good he has been. The Pirates' top 30 prospect. Five innings tonight. No runs on three hits, one walk, eight strikeouts. And now a 1.99 ERA this season. Because of the rain, he's obviously probably done anyway. He was at 81 pitches, 60 strikes, threw a lot of pitches in that last inning, and so was probably going to end up departing after that inning anyway, or if not, would have thrown maybe 10 pitches. But his line is probably done. His last two starts now, and what he has gone now, 10 innings, 5 hits, no runs, 2 walks, 17 strikeouts over his last two starts. Just phenomenal stuff by Carlson Reed, and so we'll see what happens here as our second rain delay of the day so far. Had one for about 48 minutes. We threw first pitch at 7:18, and now we've entered one here about 10 minutes ago at 8:43. So we'll find out, and so we'll step aside, and we'll try to update you in about every 15 minutes or so. So we'll call it 9:10 p.m. Eastern time. We'll try to get you an update for, you know, what's going on and what we hear and what we see here at TD Ballpark. But until then, we'll step aside and get you updates, again, every 15 minutes here on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Looking for something to do every Friday during the spring and summer? We've got you covered. Each Friday, you can check out the Bradenton Marauders wearing the all-new Bradenton Script jerseys. Celebrate the local community as we recognize local nonprofits and small businesses. Get to the ballpark early to check out our happy hour specials from 5:30 to 6:30. Grab your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Looking for something to do this summer? Come grab one of our 7-game premium packs. Starting at just $95, you're guaranteed a seat to every Marauders premium game this season, which includes Star Wars Night, Margaritaville Night, and more. Your purchase today also includes an exclusive Paul Skeens bobblehead. What are you waiting for? To find out how you could purchase yours today, visit BradentonMarauders.com.
And welcome back to TD Ballpark in Dunedin, Florida, as we are still currently in a rain delay. The rain has let off a little bit. Tarp is on the field, hoping to complete this one here this evening. But right now we are still in the middle of a rain delay in the top of the sixth inning with nobody out, and Omar Alfonso is at the plate. And so, nothing really to report here. We're still waiting to hear some information about we've been delayed. So let's see now, 39-minute rain delay right now. We went into the delay at 8:43 p.m., and right now it's 9:22 Eastern time in Dunedin. Some fans still sticking around here at TD Ballpark as well. But right now it is looking like we will see. So right now, scoreless ball game. We'll try to get you an update next 5 to 10 minutes about what's going to happen here. So we'll come back on air in about, again, 10 minutes or so and get you the information. That's next here on the Marauders Broadcast Network. And back at 2D Ballpark in Dunedin, Florida, as the game has officially been suspended right now as of about a few minutes ago. And so we will resume this one. My guess is tomorrow. No official word yet about the start time, but they'll pick it up from the top of the sixth inning in a scoreless ball game between the Marauders and the Blue Jays, and then they would play what should be a seven-inning game afterwards. Anytime you pick up a resumed game, you end up cutting off the last two innings of the second game just to save some arms and limit some injuries, possibilities, and all that. So that's my guess for tomorrow, but definitely stick around on social media for BrandonTimMarauders.com as well as the Marauders on Twitter and social media. So we'll get you that information, and you can find it online as well. But until then, we'll see you back here tomorrow at TD Ballpark. Today's game ends in a suspended scoreless ball game between the Blue Jays and the Marauders. Thanks so much for sticking with us through a couple of rain delays here tonight. We'll see you back here tomorrow. Have a great rest of your Thursday night. Thomas and Zarella saying so long. This has been the Bradenton Marauders Broadcast Network.
You've been listening to Bradenton Marauders Baseball on the Marauders Broadcast Network. For news, stats, ticketing information, upcoming promotions, and merchandise, be sure to visit BradentonMarauders.com.